I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, July 26th. A young Dorchester man was killed when the motorcycle he was riding crashed into a seawall in Quincy early Saturday. Police say 23-year-old Carlos Soto Mendez died after the crash near 75 Dorchester Street in Squantum just after 2 a.m. Saturday. The cause is still under investigation. A Boston man is charged with causing a crash that claimed the life of his passenger in Dedham early Saturday. 28-year-old Arkeem Samuel is charged with drunk driving in connection with the crash on Interstate 95 that claimed the life of 27-year-old Liam Fitzgerald of West Roxbury. Samuel suffered minor injuries in that rollover crash. A 3-year-old boy who was pulled from Hedges Pond in Plymouth last week has died. First responders pulled the child from the water after he was found face down with a life vest on. He was rushed to Boston Children's Hospital by helicopter but did not survive. Braintree police are still investigating the cause of a tractor-trailer crash into a home in Braintree Saturday night. Happened on River Street, but witnesses say the driver fled the scene. Two dogs were found in the truck cab. The recently renovated home sustained extensive damage, but there were no injuries. Manet Community Health Center of Quincy has opened a new location on North Main Street in Attleboro. CEO Cynthia Sierra says the new location will offer primary care, mental health treatment, substance use counseling, nutrition therapy, preventative health screenings, and more. Manet also has 3 locations in Quincy, 1 in Hull, and 1 in Taunton. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 2 p.m. and Tuesday at 3 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, July 26th.